particularly glad that these lovely children were here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age.
In that New Mexico dawn, that first atomic bomb, we thought of Alfred Nobel and his hope, his vain hope, that dynamite would put an end to all wars.
It was a large explosion. It was a very large explosion. It had to be a large device.
The first bomb went off at 9:30 in the morning, shortly after workers began their day at Atlanta's Northside Family Planning Services.
But that's exactly the way God feels about it.
Before we became Jesus freaks, we'd just soon punch you in the nose as look at you. We tried to hurt people.
A second bomb exploded within feet of them.
We're assuming this is related to abortion clinic violence. That is definitely a possibility. But
we tried to hurt people.
How many years were you a drug addict?
13 years. 13 years.
What's this? A very small scale.
Is our altar. I know that may sound a little strict, but that's exactly the way God feels about it. Why? Because it was done.
We'd just soon punch you in the nose as look at you.
Those white flags are no match for our muskets.
Yeah! 13 years.
It's the opposite.
Exactly.
And Satan moved in and began to build traps. That became the generational curse, which right. puts...
When a suspect in that robbery tipped police off that drugs were being sold from the church rectory.
My question is, why weren't you prosecuted along with Jim?
I said I was going to name my book title, All I Did Was Sing.
I have sinned.
The American Center for Law and Justice of Georgia and Tennessee are here to defend the rights of Christians.
And Satan moved in and began to build traps.
We'd just soon punch you in the nose as look at you. We tried to hurt people.
The ignorant will remain ignorant forever. That means you know the four W's of the crucifixion. What, why, when, and where? What, why, when, and where? What?
What is the significance of 666? What does it mean? It means that the false Messiah, the man of sin, appears at the sixth seal, the sixth trump, the sixth seal, the sixth trump, sixth seal, the sixth trump, and the sixth vial, which makes it so simple a child can understand, okay? You just got to have women dressed right, you know, and preferably put them in something where when they're facing front, it could never be a pantsuit that covers them. No, they got to wear dresses and don't let the higher critics in their little whimpery, little lacy outfits and sweet little boys, don't let them swing you away from our Father when he corrects. I know that may sound a little strict, but that's exactly the way God feels about it. That's not my word, that's Christ's words.
Religious discrimination is a reality in our culture.
Southern Baptist warned Disney last year they would call a boycott if the company did not return to what religious leaders see as a more wholesome image.
Disneyland brings people in drag, men and women, French kissing in front of the boys and girls at Disneyland. It's hard for us to take families there, and it's hard for us to fish, and it's hard for us to fish and win folks to Jesus when Disneyland is pushing the homosexual lifestyle as normal. The
boycott. We just soon punch you in the nose as look at you.
Is these very folks, activists,
practicing homosexual groups have been screaming about tolerance year after year after what year. What about tolerance? They are so woefully intolerant when they do not like what you have to say.
We just soon punch you in the nose as look at you. We tried to hurt people.
The Southern Baptists have 15 million members, so when they say something and when they make a threat like that, it's nothing to sneeze at.
Soon punch you in the nose as look at you.
I know that may sound a little strict, but that's exactly the way God feels about it. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Or do you get it?
Chosen Women has helped me to look to God and not to to all my friends. God and not to to all my friends. Look to God and not to to all my friends. Not to to all my friends. Not to to all my friends. 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 Friends.
Hollywood has no trouble calling groups like these cults.
The group becomes so much a part of the personality of people that are members of it that they don't really think independently of the good of their own self apart from their identity with the group.
They are so woefully intolerant when they do not like what you have to say.
We just soon punch you in the nose. God flows through us now.
How many years were you a drug addict? In
13 years.
The love of God flows through us now.
It was a large explosion. It was a very large explosion. It had to be a large device.
The first bomb went off at 9:30 in the morning, shortly after workers began their day at Atlanta's Northside Family Planning Services. The bomb, hidden inside a dumpster or under a car, injured six people.
God really does love you.
Chosen Women has helped me to look to God and not to to all my friends.
You just got to have women dressed right, you know?
Eve ate an apple. That's a lie. That's not my word. That's Christ's words.
All I did was sing.
I have sinned.
Religious discrimination is reality in our culture, and it's time Christians had someone to turn to when their right to worship or evangelize has been denied.
Cults.
The group becomes so much a part of the personality of people that are members of it that they don't really think independently of the good of their own self.
Our introductory offer includes the Mark of the Beast audio tape, a newsletter with a written Bible study, a complete...
Religious historian Robert Elwood has no trouble calling groups like these cults.
He wants you to be healed. So this little booklet will show you how to receive healing from Christ in your body, your physical body. Now, I'm offering all three of these books for a donation of $5 from each one. If you want all three of the books, you may get all three for $10, a $10 donation to help support this telecast.
Of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. That's big bucks, all right? Many big bucks.
Now, our introductory offer includes the Mark of the Beast audio tape.
What is the significance of 666?
Not all human beings need healing of some sort. And God is not just a healer. This little booklet will show you how to receive healing from Christ in $5 from each one.
If you're not following God's simple plan of healthy food, and it has made you sick, and He heals you, and you keep eating unhealthy food, that is to say, food God has instructed you not to eat, naturally, you're going to be sick again, and many would say, well, I just wasn't healed. No, you just didn't follow God's food laws. You just didn't follow God's food laws. Just wasn't healed. No, you just didn't follow God's laws. Eve ate an apple. That's a lie.
A second bomb exploded within feet of them. The bomb, hidden inside a dumpster or under a car, injured six people.
300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. That's big bucks, all right? That's big bucks. That's big bucks, all right? Many big bucks. God rules. God rules. That's exactly the way God feels about it.
The reason I let this come to trial is because I knew the Lord wanted it to come out because He wants to use me, and I just want me to be leveraged by Satan for the rest of my life with this accusation.
After is the significance of 666.
What if you or a family member have been denied
First Amendment right to engage in religious expression. Call the ACLJ of Georgia.
That the false Messiah, the man of sin, appears at the sixth seal, the sixth trump, and the sixth vial.
Assuming this is related to abortion clinic violence, that is definitely a possibility.
The ACLJ, we're here for you.
Wasted opportunity diminishes all of us.
Do you get it?
When it went off in that New Mexico dawn, that first atomic bomb, we thought of Alfred Nobel and his hope, his vain hope, that dynamite would put an end to all wars.